Today I have a short video to set the theme for our prayers. We live in a turbulent world. Many people are struggling with the practicalities of their lives and are anxious about the future, especially as we face sudden increases in the cost of living. So I thought it would be good to begin with some calming music, which I'm sure you will recognise, as our church choir often sing it as an anthem. The link is in the written version of the prayers. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Let us pray. Faithful God, we trust in your word and call on you now to bring peace to our minds and to warm our hearts. God of grace, you have made our minds, so help us to know you. You have made our hearts, so help us to love you. You have made our voices, so help us to sing your praise. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, so together we may celebrate your glory and worship you in spirit and in truth. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We praise you for the gifts you have given us, which so often we take for granted. During lockdown, many of us came to appreciate more fully the freedom to choose, which most of us enjoy. We pray for all who are still unable to go about as they used to, and still feel the burden of a restricted lifestyle. We pray for those who cannot make the choices they would wish because they are struggling financially. As we remember the restrictions others may be facing, let us reflect on the gifts we have been given, feel the peace of God in our hearts, and thank God for his generous love. Thank you for all you have given us, which stimulates, excites, and satisfies us in our everyday lives. Forgive us when we complain about small inconveniences or look enviously at the lives of other people. Give us the grace to remember that all we have comes from you. Help us to recognise that your love and peace can overcome envy, frustration, and loneliness. Grant us your peace in our lives. We cannot speak of peace without remembering those who suffer in the face of conflict and war. We pray for all who are caught up in the conflict between Ukraine and Russia. We pray for all whose homes have been destroyed, for those who have been bereaved, for those who are anxious about family and friends, for those who are fighting against their will. We pray for all who have authority and influence in this situation, that a speedy resolution of the conflict may come about before more lives are lost and hopes destroyed. We pray for ourselves, thanking you that you are always there for us, and asking for your peace in our own lives. We ask all our prayers in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Saviour. Amen. Now let us join in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And now, as St. Paul said in his letter to the Romans, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.